Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Sunday evening, everybody. This is Karina Morrison with The Good News, and I am the founder of Shop Local for Good. You can find out more details about Shop Local for Good at shoplocalforgood.com. That's F-O-R, not the number. Tonight's show is going to be a bit different. We got a notification from Pastor Lowry that she had to take a trip out of town, but she's going to be calling in. This sometimes happens with nonprofit leaders. They have to be flexible, and so we're flexible too. So we're looking forward to Pastor Lowry calling in to tell us more about Building Bridges Ministries International. I've known Pastor Lowry for quite a few years. She's part of a tight-knit group of friends that we try to support each other in the community, and part of the Be the Benevolution team. So the Benevolution Foundation is my nonprofit. I launched it in 2018 as a nonprofit incubator. Basically, I wanted to be an advocate for all volunteer-managed, locally-focused nonprofits in Greater Tampa Bay. I've had experience with establishing nonprofits and managing and coaching them for, well, over a couple of decades now. And there was always one challenge that local nonprofits were having to overcome, and I'm having to overcome it myself, even as the Benevolution Foundation. And basically, that's getting on the radar of corporations and local businesses to partner with them and collaborate in the community. And that way, the local businesses or the local corporations can be a part of growing our community stronger. And the major challenge is a lot of the corporate giving is done 6 months to 9 months ahead of time. And if you're an all-volunteer managed local nonprofit, most likely you have a job so that you could keep a roof over your head and put food on the table for your family. And so it's actually, I'm going to be real honest with you, it's pretty overwhelming. I've actually been reaching out to community leaders since November 2019. About the Festivals for Good that we have coming up in 2020, and it's quite a challenge. I made a whole lot of new friends on LinkedIn, but just getting through the paperwork and actually getting to the right person is quite a feat. So I am looking forward to sharing more about our Festivals for Good that we have coming up in 2020, we're going to be launching the Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay Challenge on March 1st. Basically, we are challenging all our neighbors in Greater Tampa Bay to exceed 10,000 good deeds from March 1st until March 25th. We have sent the flyers and the invitations to the printer last Friday. And they will be available for us. Shop Local for Good is going to have a booth in downtown Clearwater at Ruth Eckerd Hall's Last Friday Festival. So we're inviting all our neighbors to come out and grab a flyer or a couple of invitations and help us spread the word about Good Deeds Day. 2020's Good Deeds Day was taken over by the Benevolution Foundation, and we are featuring some amazing nonprofits at this Festival for Good. It's going to be at the Veterans Memorial Park, and one of the major community projects that we're working on is the Investigation Station Water Cycle Splash Pad. Their team needs assistance in raising funds for a specialized water filtration system that basically keeps the bugs out of the water, so that our families can be healthy while they're playing in the water cycle splash pad. And it's a huge feat. It's $12,000 they need to raise in order to install it, purchase the equipment and install it. So the Evolution Foundation has set up a special fundraiser, and when you donate to it, you can be you could potentially win a family fun pack to Summer Festival for Good. So if you go to the Benevolution on Facebook, just search or search hashtag Be the Benevolution. You'll see posts all over the place. But find that fundraiser, and even a $20 donation. We're looking for 50 people to donate $20 and then to encourage 10 of their friends to do the same. And then we'll have smashed the $10,000 goal that we've reached. Now, the Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay Festival, once again, that's on March 29th. And it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We have Tampa Bay's award-winning food trucks that are going to be there. Our friends with the Grub Tub Surf and Turf will be there. They were the People's Choice and the Celebrity's Choice winner at last year's Summer Festival for Good. And they're a great family, and we are looking forward to working with them. They care a lot about our community, and their food is fantastic. They also won at Rockin' Cleveland Street last year. So they're just rock star winners. And then we've got Renegade Burger Company that's going to be there. And he has, it's called the award winner. And basically, it's a macaroni and cheese burger. Oh, my gosh. It'll make your mouth water. He's got this mango habanero sauce that he puts over it. Anyway, come hungry to Tampa Bay Good Deeds Day Festival. And then we're going to have Kona Ice of Newport Richey. Claire has offered to donate $1 per every Kona that your family enjoys. And that dollar will go to Investigation Station's Water Cycle Splash Pad. So come hungry and come craving a Kona. This event's all about getting businesses together to showcase worthy nonprofits in our community. And Building Bridges and Ministries International, their team is going to be there as well. And we've got Investigation Station, we've got Mothers of Minors, we've got Kids Campaign, and we have the Stano Foundation. That's all a bunch of really good nonprofits that are doing good in our neighborhoods. And so we also want to encourage you to check out Summerfest for Good's new website. It was just launched today. That's summerfestforgood.com. And if you are a local business owner, we've got opportunities available for all of our festivals for you to showcase your products or services at our Festivals for Good. Tampa Bay Good Deeds Day Festival, it's a donation for you to be there. That is, that festival is a fundraiser, and it's being, like I said, it's being managed through the Benevolution Foundation to raise awareness and funding and celebrate reaching over 10,000 good deeds in March. Once again, our team is going to be at the Ruth Eckerd Hall Blast Friday Festival in downtown Clearwater. You'll be able to find us at the corner of Cleveland Street and Garden Avenue, right in front of the Bank of America building. Can't miss that building. If you find the building, you'll just see us because we're going to be right there. And we will have invitations for you to share with friends and family to get into the challenge for doing good. If you go to Tampa Bay Good Deeds Day.org, you can register for the challenge, and then we'll keep you updated. We're going to be distributing 10,000 challenge cards throughout Greater Tampa Bay, and we are looking for our Business for Good sponsors to grab a handful and share with their customers in the community. So what else do we have coming up? We've got the Florida Watermelon Festival. That's going to be on July 25th at Sunwest Park. Really excited about that one. In fact, yeah, I am working on that website right now, because who needs to sleep? Sleeps for worms. And then we want to hear from you. So if you have any ideas about local nonprofits that we could feature, and or local businesses that you know are doing good in the community, we love hearing those stories. So if you want to email those to us, you can email me at Karina, K-A-R-E-N-A, at shoplocalforgood.com. Or you can go to shoplocalforgood.com and send us a note through our contact us form, and we will get back with you. We have openings for crafters and cottage food vendors and direct sales representatives at all of our festivals for good. We have four of them this year. So let's see, we've talked about Tampa Bay Good Deeds Day Festival for Good, and then the Summer Festival for Good, and then the Florida Watermelon Festival, and I cannot forget Tampa Bay's annual Macaroni and Cheese Fall Festival. We will have good weather this year, I'm determined. Last year was kind of crazy. We had a tropical storm come through. However, we want to give a big shout out to the 1,500 plus people that showed up, even in the slightly breezy and occasionally damp weather. We love you guys, and we appreciate all of our Festival for Good fans that support the businesses and the nonprofits that we help support in our community. Well, we are waiting for a phone call from Pastor Lowry. We hope that she's able to get through to us. She had to make a trip out of town with one of the kids that they help in the community. Building Bridges Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and they're also known as BBMI Kids Zone. And basically, they focus on transforming the children's self-deprecating lifestyle choices and their perception into independent, drug-free, collaborative, disciplined, and exceptionally confident kids. What an awesome, awesome mission in the community. If you want to learn more about them, you can go to their website. It's B as in boy, M as in Mary, INC.org. I can't even read my own writing. That's kind of embarrassing. So if you want to know a little bit more about our challenge, let's just go over that. The Tampa Bay Good Deeds Day Festival. Once again, that's going to be on March 29th. You want to save the date for the festival. We're going to be celebrating. We're going to have great food. And I'm working on getting some family activities that will, not to mention, Veterans Memorial Park has a gorgeous playground and a lot of room to enjoy your family. Bring your family out to enjoy an afternoon for good. Excuse me. The Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay Challenge. There's going to be two challenges. One is going to be the Junior Challenge. That's for ages 6 to 12 years, 12 years old. We have set up groups on the Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook. Please invite all your friends. We want to reach at least 1,000 by the end of the month. So we can do it together. So we've got the Junior Challenge. That's ages 6 to 12 years old. And basically there's going to be three suggested good deeds. We want our Junior Challengers to pick at least two that they like to do. And then they will, to complete a challenge card, you need to have at least five good deeds. So they'll get to pick two to three more good deeds in their community that they'd like to do. For example, one of the good deeds could be to invite one of their friends to get into the challenge. And so we can give them two invitation cards. They could take one for themselves so they know they can take it to their parent or guardian so they can register online. We are going to ask that you register all your good deeds online so that we can track them all. And then brag about how many that we got up to. And then there's the Tampa Bay Challengers, which are ages 13 and up. So once again, we've set up a group on Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay, the Facebook page. So if you want to jump in there, we have that group for parents and guardians and educators. We would like to touch base with local educators and send you out a Good Deeds Day challenge package. So once again, if you go to TampaBayGoodDeedsDay.org, you can register your class online, and we will get you a package so that you can encourage your students to get involved too. It's just fun. We do want to reach out to our friends in the media. So if you want to feature the Good Deeds Day Challenge on your blog or in an article, or even if you want us to come out and be on television, we can do that too. So contact Karina at shoplocalforgood.com, or you can contact us through the TampaBayGoodDeedsDay.org page. So what else do we have coming up? We have, once again, we have openings for businesses doing good in Tampa Bay. You want to get in Tampa Bay Good Deeds Day. It's going to be an expo inside the gym at the Veterans Memorial Park. So we won't have to worry too much about, we're going to be providing you a table. So you don't even have to drag your table in. It's a great way to connect with the community. All of our participating nonprofits are really excited about being there. And they're getting all of their supporters excited about coming out to Veterans Memorial Park on March 29th. So it's a great way to connect with your community and to showcase your product or service as a doing good product or service in Greater Tampa Bay. Shop Local for Good is promoting this to all of our festival fans in Greater Tampa Bay. Once again, we want to give a shout out to y'all for supporting us since 2017. I had to think about that. And we want to encourage you to connect with our team. And if you have a business doing good in Greater Tampa Bay, make a point to connect with us and see the promotional package that we're offering for a donation to the Benevolution Foundation's nonprofit incubator. Once again, Tampa Bay Good Deeds Day Festival is on March 29th, and we've got a business for doing good showcase. We've got a market space showcase where we're going to be showcasing crafters and cottage food vendors and direct sales team members. And then we're going to also have for the challenge, for the challengers, if you bring your challenge card to the festival, you'll get a door prize entry to win one of the door prizes that we'll have available at our challenge showcase. We just launched a Festival for Good campaign. If you donate at TampaBayGoodDeedsDay.org, if you go to the website and donate $20, that will get you 5 door prize tickets for the festival. Each of the nonprofits are going to have a door prize basket and door prize giveaways. And you'll get to turn in your door prize tickets to your favorite nonprofits, and then they'll be raising funds through that. So it's a $20 donation for 5 door prize tickets. They're going to be $5 each at the door, so you get a free one if you go online. And then up to 100 families per festival, Shop Local for Good is going to give you a big fat bonus, and you get to pick your favorite festival. That's either Summer Festival for Good, the Florida Watermelon Festival, or Tampa Bay's Annual Macaroni and Cheese Fall Festival for your $20 donation that you get. 5 door prize tickets for Tampa Bay Good Deeds Day. You're also going to get a family fun pack to your festival of choice. Those festivals that I just mentioned, Summer Festival for Good, and the Florida Watermelon Festival and Tampa Bay's annual Macaroni and Cheese Fall Festival. Those three festivals are going to be at beautiful Sunwest Park on the beach. We're going to have a sandcastle competition at Summer Festival for Good. We're going to have a watermelon carving competition at the Florida Watermelon Festival. And then we're going to have a pumpkin carving competition at Tampa Bay's annual Macaroni and Cheese Fall Festival. Lots of family fun and live entertainment by Smooth D and the Boys. Wow, if you guys have got to hear them, they are actually playing up at Whiskey River in Newport Richey in the next couple of weeks. So if you're in Pasco County and you want to get a sneak peek into the festival entertainment, definitely want to go go enjoy Smooth D and the Boys' music. They've got a great sound. So once again, if you go to TampaBayGoodDeedsDay.org and you donate $20 for your $5 prize tickets, shop local for good for the first 100 families per festival. So that's 300 family fun packs that we're giving away for a $20 donation to your choice of one of the participating nonprofits. When you do the donation through our website, that's TampaBayGoodDeedsDay.org. That is actually, you get, there's a drop-down menu and it says optional. We want you to please choose that and then let us know what nonprofit you want to support. And then after you make that donation, there is a contact us form that we would have, we would like you to fill out just so that we can track you. So that we can track, because it's after 100 family fun packages, that's two adults, two kids zone arm bands, and free festival parking. So basically for a $20 donation, you're getting $25 worth of door prize entries for Tampa Bay Good Deeds Day Festival, and you're getting a bonus afternoon of family foodie festival fun at your choice of one of our other upcoming festivals. So you're saving over $30, plus it's 2 days worth of fun. You can't beat that. And you're supporting the nonprofit of your choice. So once again, that's TampaBayGoodDeedsDay.org. Make that $20 donation to get your door prize entries for Tampa Bay Good Deeds Day Festival. And then select the upcoming festival for good that you would like to go to, and Shop Local for Good will put you on the list. You'll be on the VIP list. My apologies. I'm still battling that virus. And it has taken a toll on me. Well, looking like Pastor Lowry might not be able to get through. Uh-oh, dead air. So what I'd like to throw out at you guys is I'd like to get your feedback on upcoming show topics. Mind you, Shop Local for Good wants to feature local businesses doing good in our community and worthy, all-volunteer local nonprofits that are doing good in our community. And the reason why we focus, the Benevolution Foundation and Shop Local for Good collaborates on featuring the all-volunteer managed nonprofits is because they have unbelievable obstacles, because the volunteers are not only volunteering their time, which, by the way, makes them angels walking the earth, but they're also keeping a roof over their family's head and food on the table. So oftentimes they, for example, corporate-run nonprofits will have a paid staff that does does work like there'll be grant writers. We are seeking grant writers to connect with our nonprofit. If that's a passion that you have in the community, boy oh boy, can we refer you to some really great nonprofits that would be so appreciative of your time. And the Benevolution Foundation is actually looking to collaborate with a grant writer in our community to focus on growing our nonprofit incubator grant fund, so that when a nonprofit has a project or an upcoming event, for example, Mothers of Miners is going to be having their 6th annual Showers of Love community baby shower this year. And we love Andrea. She's scrambling to get sponsors and donations for that. So we would like to be able to work with a local grant writer that understands our passion to focus on community and that would have the time to work with us on raising funds for our nonprofit incubator fund. That way, when, for example, Kids Campaign or Mothers of Miners has a need, we can step up to the plate and be able to support them in the community. All right, everybody. I'm actually running out of voice, so I apologize. I'm going to cut the show off early. And we'll try to get Pastor Lowry on a future show when she's in town, and then we'll be able to do a Facebook Live so that we can have her at the ring. And we appreciate all of our neighbors in Greater Tampa Bay and beyond. And we do ask you for a moment of your time, if you don't mind following the Shop Local for Good News on Blog Talk Radio. Please follow us so that you'll get notified about our upcoming shows. And, you know, if you got some time and you want to listen to our past shows, we have some great shows with some really amazing people that we believe will inspire you. Once again, don't forget the Tampa Bay Good Deeds Day Festival is coming up on March 29th. And if you want to meet us in person, the Shop Local for Good team will be at Ruth Deckard Hall's Blast Friday Festival on February 28th. That's this coming Friday. And we'll be there from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the corner of Cleveland Street and Garden Avenue, right in front of the Bank of America building. Come on by, say hi, grab a flyer, grab a couple of invitations, and help us spread the Good Deeds Day word. And we'll have some more information about how you can get a family festival foodie fun pack with just a $20 donation to one of our worthy nonprofits in Tampa Bay. Have a great night, everybody. And once again, we appreciate you. And we look forward to seeing you in the community at one of our upcoming festivals for good. This is Karina Bowers Morrison, the host of The Good News and the founder of Shop Local for Good and the Benevolution Foundation. Have a great week, everyone.